This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, February 5th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In his third State of the Union address last night, President Donald Trump highlighted the three keys to boosting the American economy.
Slashing a record number of job-killing regulations, enacting historic and record-setting tax cuts, and fighting for fair and reciprocal trade agreements. Our agenda is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and most of all, pro-American. We are advancing with unbridled optimism and lifting our citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed very, very high. Since my election, we have created 7 million new jobs, 5 million more than government experts projected during the previous administration. The unemployment rate is the lowest in over half a century. And very incredibly, the average unemployment rate under my administration is lower than any administration in the history of our country. If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success. The unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history.
Iowa's Democratic caucuses were a mess on Monday night. The results were not revealed in a timely manner because of a defective app which failed to tally the results properly. Whether Iowa will ever be the first in the nation again is in serious question. With 62% of the results reported by the Worldview's press time on Tuesday night, Pete Buttigieg, the married homosexual Indiana mayor, was in first place with 26.9%. Senator Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont, was in second place with 25.1%. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts was third at 18.3%. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the supposed frontrunner, was in fourth place with 15.6% of the vote. And Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota brought up the rear with 12.6% support. One Iowa Democrat caucusgoer was irate when she discovered that former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was not only a homosexual, but married to his male lover, Chasen. Nikki Vandenhever, a caucus precinct captain for Buttigieg, tried to dissuade the woman from recalling her card, which she had already signed supporting Buttigieg. Listen to the conversation unfold.
So are you saying that he has a same-sex partner?
He?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's married to him, yeah.
Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House. So can I have my card back?
And it's still there.
I don't know. He signed it. We could go ask.
I never knew that.
Should it really matter?
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does. And he says that God doesn't choose a political party.
Why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
I totally respect your viewpoint on this.
How come this has never been brought out before?
It's common knowledge.
I never heard it.
Should it matter if it's a woman or if it's a man or if they're heterosexual or homosexual if you believe in what they say?
It all just went right down the toilet is where it all just went.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg needs to be chastened by the truth in Leviticus 18, verse 22, which says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." The Reverend Franklin Graham lashed out at the Super Bowl halftime show Sunday night as demeaning to women, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The event featured singers Jennifer Lopez and Shakira wearing revealing costumes and Lopez pole dancing. On his Facebook page, Graham wrote, quote, "I don't expect the world to act like the church, But our country has had a sense of moral decency on primetime television in order to protect children. We see that disappearing before our eyes. It was demonstrated in the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime with millions of children watching. This exhibition was Pepsi showing young girls that sexual exploitation of women is okay. With the exploitation of women on the rise worldwide, instead of lowering the standard, we as a society should be raising it. I'm disappointed in Pepsi and the NFL. End quote. Proverbs 11 verse 22 says, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion." You can email your objection to Pepsi through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. There's an upcoming conference in Victoria, Texas, where the American church will be encouraged to pray for and help persecuted Christians worldwide. It all happens Friday, March 27th through Sunday, March 29th. And Kevin Swanson, founder of The Worldview in 5 Minutes, will be one of the keynote speakers. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, musician Kanye West and the Sunday Service Choir teamed up with Vuz Church to perform at Bayfront Park in Miami ahead of the Super Bowl, where in between songs he told the audience that many mainstream record contracts actually forbid artists from saying Jesus' name, reports the Christian Post.
God using us to show off, to show God is better than the devil. The devil took all the producers, the musicians, the designers, moved us all out to Hollywood, moved us all out to New York, chasing gold statues, literally signing a contract and selling our souls. They got contracts out there that say, you can't say Jesus. When we was working on this album, people used to be coming over to the studio just to say Jesus as loud as they wanted to.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. According to the United Nations, almost half of North Koreans are starving. Christians are sent to labor camps when their faith is discovered, and many have to eat less than others in these camps because of their Christian faith. In addition, on January 27th, another group of Rohingya Burmese Christians were attacked in Bangladesh for taking up their crosses and following Jesus. Being a Christian is a dangerous business today, but praise God for brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who will willingly give up all for Jesus who gave his life for us. The Worldview spoke to Eric Rivas, who is putting on a persecution conference Friday, March 27th through Sunday, March 29th, to be held in Victoria, Texas, about how God laid it on his heart to do this conference for the persecuted.
I began to read the book by Richard Warbrand, Pastor Richard Warbrand, The Church of Christ. And I've got to say that that was something that galvanized the sense of awareness of the reality of the suffering of the body of Christ. And then I began to see in the Bible that the Lord had a lot to say about this. And this was one of the main things that the Lord spoke about and actually prepared the disciples to be aware that this was going to be actually the path set before them.
Rivas reminded us that suffering is a part of the life of every believer and that it should come as no surprise.
As we see that in the Bible, then we can understand that sufferings are part of the life of the believer. And one of the problems for the Church of America is that due to the affluence and by God's providence, we have been shielded from persecution. The American church has learned to see see persecution as an anomaly. If you're suffering for Christ, something's got to be wrong with you. You might be insane or something has to be out of whack. Maybe this is not the Lord's will. Therefore, we see sufferings as something that is out of sync with Christianity, when in reality, that's really the daily bread of the church outside the United States.
Jesus says in John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Rivas cited a New Testament scripture as another motivation.
The reason why we are doing this is because we are commanded in scripture, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3, we are told very clear that we have to remember them who are in prison, and then we have to have an attitude in remembering them as though we ourselves are in prison with them. What I hope is that this conference may be a means used by Christ to bring attention to the persecuted church.
Rivas said that this is no guilt trip for the church, rather an encouragement to stand beside those who are suffering.
It's not our intention to guilt trip people into helping. No, it's not really what we're trying to do. What we're trying and hope that we'll be able to do is to provide a biblical worldview of persecution, and that in doing so, believers might be equipped and informed in which ways we could actively make part our lives of the persecuted church, ourselves become part of the sufferings of the church, and using the means that we have to help them.
Rivas said that people can participate in the conference via the free live stream that will be on their Facebook page. Remember that the conference will be Friday, March 27th through Sunday, March 29th, and the founder of the Worldview in 5 minutes, Kevin Swanson, will be a keynote speaker. Pray that God would be glorified and that the Church of Jesus Christ would be strengthened to love those who are suffering as suffering with them. This has been another Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus.